A 2023 transportation report shows Oakville as the municipality with the highest number of collisions and fatalities in Halton last year. The stats show that out of approximately 3,300 collisions recorded on the regional road network in 2023, Oakville accounted for 1,107 incidents, the most in the region, resulting in 4 fatalities and 120 non-fatal injuries. Burlington followed with 919 collisions, 1 fatality and 110 non-fatal injuries. Milton saw 903 collisions with no fatalities and 124 non-fatal injuries, while Halton Hills had no fatalities and 49 non-fatal injuries among 338 collisions. "I'm a bit stunned," said Oakville Councillor Janet Hazlett-Thiel during the regional council meeting on September 18. She noted that while Trafalgar Road between Leland Avenue and Iroquois Shore, along with White Oaks Boulevard, had been mentioned, she requested staff to provide details on any intersections that continue to be problematic. In response, regional staff indicated they would include the information in an upcoming update. The total number of incidents from 2023 represents an increase from the previous 3 years, with rear-end collisions being the most common type. Despite the uptick, long-term data indicates that serious collisions, defined as those resulting in non-fatal or fatal injuries, continue to decline, even as the population and the number of motorist trips grow, according to the report. In 2023, 12% of all collisions resulted in injuries or fatalities. The rate of serious collisions has significantly declined, dropping from roughly 1 in 4 in 2005 to 1 in 10 last year. The months with the highest number of incidents were November, June, and October, while April, January, and February recorded the fewest collisions. Regarding collision severity, June and November had the highest rates of injury and fatal collisions, with August and September tied for third place. Conversely, February, March, and December experienced the lowest numbers of injury-related collisions.